23078 Handley Orr seeks variances from the side yard setback requirements for an existing garage and shed. Section 11525, 115183, and 115185 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located at the corner of Lynn Woods Lane and Peppers Creek Road within the Lynn Woods subdivision. The 911 address is 32196 Lynn Woods Lane in Dagsboro. The zoning district is AR1. Tax map is District 134, Map 6, Parcel 265. The applicant is seeking a 3.1-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for a garage and a 5.4-foot variance from the 15-foot side yard setback requirement for attached shed. We have zero letters of support, zero letters of opposition, and looks like one mail return.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
Haley Orr, 32196 Linwood Drive.
Swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, sir.
Thank you.
Good evening, sir.
My hearing's bad. Okay, thank you. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The reason I'm here is several months ago, I decided to build a garage on an existing building lot connected to my regular lot. So I came in to get a permit, and I was denied and was told that I had to build a house there before I could build a garage. So I had to have both lots combined into one. And this is where we came up with this little problem here. So I had the survey done to have both lots combined, which we had done. And thank you. And it showed that the garage was too close to the line. That garage was built in 2005, I think, by the previous owner, and it's a permitted garage. And when I had bought the house, I bought it from a realtor, which lives right where that stake is, where the garage is, and he showed me where all the boundary posts were. And he used those posts. I use those posts. The house has been sold, and the new owner used those posts. So now, at seven posts, that one post is different now. Matter of fact, it cost me $2,000 to have two trees cut down on that line that the neighbor said were mine, and he was in danger of his house being hit. But if this survey is correct, they were his now. So here we are.
I figured that was coming.
So I'm at the mercy of the court here.
Mr. Orr, you mentioned there was a post, and the existing shed, I can't quite read it, but the attached shed there, you see how close that is to the property line? I'm guessing that's where the post is you're talking about?
Yeah, the post is right there.
All right.
And the original post was right over here.
Okay, so it was further to the southwest.
Right.
And if it was there and ran straight back, it would appear
right.
That your structures probably would have complied with the setbacks. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So the reason that we're here is because of the corner of the garage.
Right.
And because of a shed.
Right.
Is that correct?
Have you talked to the Homeowners Association?
Our homeowner association is somewhat defunct, and no, there's really no communications with anybody in the neighborhood on their home. They just collect $50 a year, $100 a year for road maintenance. That's about it.
You have well and septic?
Pardon?
You have well and septic?
Yes. They are totally on the other side of the house.
Okay.
Have you received any complaints about the location of the shed or the garage?
No. No, the garage has been there for 20-some years now, and like I said, it was built 10 years before I bought the place, and there's been no complaints. I have excellent neighbors, so I'm fortunate.
Thank you.
Mr. Short?
The attached shed, is that part of the garage?
Pardon?
The attached shed, is that part of the garage?
Yes.
Sir, I'll need you to stay over here on the microphone.
Yeah, yes it is.
Thank you. All right, I have no further questions. Thank you.
Anything else from the board? Mr. Williams? Does that conclude your presentation, sir?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. May I have a seat? Is anyone present who would like to speak in favor of this case? I guess I got to ask this anyway. Is anyone present who would like to speak in opposition to this case? Anything else from the board? At this time, I will close the public hearing for case 13078 for Mr. Hanley Orr and entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve case number 13078 for Mr. Hanley Orr for the requested variance pending a final written decision based upon the record. The property does have unique physical conditions. The exceptional practical difficulty has not been created by the applicant. The variance will not alter the central character of the neighborhood, and the variance represents the minimum variance necessary to afford relief.
Second.
Motion and a second. Mr. Lovinguth.
Aye for the reason stated.
Dr. Carson.
Aye for the reason stated.
Mr. Williamson.
Aye.
Mr. Hastings.
Aye.
And aye too. So vote of 5-0, sir, your case is approved.
A vote of 5-0, your case is approved. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.